Hey there, fellow truth seekers. Welcome back to another episode of Broadcasting Seeds, where we dig into the strange, the unexplained, and the downright mind-boggling. I'm your host, Bennett Tanton, and today we're diving deep into the murky waters of ancient texts and supernatural giants. That's right, we're talking about the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants. Two mysterious manuscripts that might just change the way you see the world. Now, before we get started, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're wandering through a dusty, forgotten library in the hidden corners of a sprawling city. Shelves loom overhead, packed with ancient tomes and manuscripts. You pull out a couple of old, weathered books, long thought to be mere legends. The Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants. As you crack them open, a forgotten epic unfolds before your eyes, where celestial beings walked the earth, mingling with humanity and spawning a race of giants. Yeah, I know. Sounds like something straight out of a fantasy novel, right? But what if I told you these stories have deep roots in our history and might even hold clues to modern-day mysteries? In today's episode, we're going to unravel the secrets of these ancient texts, explore the epic struggles between giants and angels, and see how these primordial conflicts still echo through time, impacting our lives today. Buckle up, because this is going to be a wild ride. So, let's get ready to delve into the first segment of our journey. The discovery and context of these enigmatic books. Grab your explorer hats, folks, because we're about to venture into the unknown. Mysterious texts first saw the light of day after centuries of obscurity. Imagine being an archaeologist or a historian and stumbling upon something that could potentially rewrite our understanding of ancient history. That's exactly what happened with the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants. These texts were discovered in the Qumran caves near the Dead Sea back in the 1940s and 50s, along with the famous Dead Sea Scrolls. Talk about a jackpot find. The Book of Enoch, named after the great-grandfather of Noah, is a collection of ancient Jewish apocalyptic writings. It was excluded from the biblical canon, but that didn't stop it from being incredibly influential, especially in early Christian and Jewish traditions. Enoch was said to have been taken up to heaven and given visions of cosmic battles and divine justice. Heavy stuff, right? Now, the Book of Giants is even more obscure and tantalizing. It's essentially a series of fragmented texts that expand on the Book of Enoch, focusing specifically on the Nephilim, the offspring of the sons of God and the daughters of men mentioned in Genesis. These giants, according to the text, were a race of titans who wreaked havoc on the earth. They were a blend of divine and human, and their existence posed a direct challenge to the natural order established by the Creator. But how did these texts end up in a cave by the Dead Sea? Well, the prevailing theory is that they were hidden away by a Jewish sect known as the Essenes, who sought to preserve their sacred writings during turbulent times. They were meticulous in their efforts to safeguard their knowledge, and thank goodness for that, because these manuscripts provide us with a rare glimpse into a world where the divine and the mortal intertwined. So, picture this. Scholars are poring over these ancient texts, trying to make sense of the fragmented parchments and the cryptic language. It's a bit like piecing together an ancient jigsaw puzzle. Only this one could change everything we thought we knew about our past. And as they painstakingly translate and interpret the writings, a fascinating story begins to emerge. A story of divine beings, forbidden knowledge, and cosmic battles that shape the destiny of humanity. In this first segment, we've set the stage for our exploration. We've uncovered the origins and the context of the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. Next, we'll dive into the contents of these texts and uncover the tales of celestial beings and their interactions with humanity. Trust me, you won't want to miss this. Now that we've dusted off those ancient texts and set the stage, it's time to dive into the heart of these manuscripts. What exactly do the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants tell us about the celestial beings and their interactions with humanity? Buckle up, because this segment is where things get really fascinating. The Book of Enoch paints a vivid picture of a time when the heavens and the earth were not so far apart. It speaks of the Watchers, a group of angels sent to observe humanity. But these celestial beings had a bit of a rebellious streak. Instead of merely observing, they descended to earth and became enamored with human women. And here's where the plot thickens. They took these women as their wives, leading to the birth of the Nephilim, a race of giants. Talk about breaking all the celestial rules. These Nephilim were not your average giants. They were powerful, towering beings who possessed knowledge far beyond that of ordinary humans. The Watchers shared forbidden knowledge with them, secrets of the cosmos, the arts of war, and even the mysteries of the heavens. This wasn't just a cosmic fling, it was a full-on download of divine information. But with great power comes great responsibility, or in this case, great chaos. The giants, fueled by their newfound knowledge and immense strength, began to dominate the earth, leading to widespread corruption and violence. The natural order was disrupted, and humanity found itself caught in the crossfire of these celestial interlopers and their towering offspring. The Book of Enoch describes how the cries of the oppressed reached the heavens, prompting a divine intervention to restore balance. Enter the angels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel. Think of them as the celestial cleanup crew. Their mission? To bring the wayward Watchers and their monstrous progeny to justice. This celestial task force waged a cosmic battle against the giants, imprisoning the rebellious Watchers in the depths of the earth, and orchestrating a great flood to cleanse the world of the Nephilim's corruption. Sounds a bit like a divine superhero saga, doesn't it? The Book of Giants adds more layers to this epic narrative. It provides fragmented glimpses into the lives of these giants, their fears, and their dreams. Yes, even giants have dreams. These texts reveal how the giants began to realize the consequences of their actions. They were haunted by visions of impending doom, desperate to find a way to escape their fate. But divine justice was relentless, and their pleas fell on deaf ears. So, what does all this mean for us today? These ancient stories, while fantastical, offer profound insights into the themes of knowledge, power, and responsibility. They remind us that the pursuit of forbidden knowledge can lead to dire consequences, and that balance and justice are essential in maintaining the natural order. As we delve deeper into the contents of these texts, we see a reflection of our own struggles with power and knowledge. The giant's tale is not just a myth, but a mirror that shows us the potential dangers of unchecked ambition and the importance of adhering to a moral compass. In this segment, we've explored the celestial interactions and the birth of giants, revealing a tale of forbidden love, divine secrets, and cosmic justice. But the story doesn't end here. In our next segment, we'll dive into the epic battles between these giants and the angels, exploring the themes of divine justice and the consequences of forbidden knowledge. Stay tuned. All right, folks, grab your shields and swords, because we're diving into the epic clashes between giants and angels. If you thought the celestial soap opera we discussed earlier was intense, just wait until you hear about these ancient battles. This segment is all about the divine smackdown that ensued when the balance of the cosmos was threatened. The Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants give us a front-row seat to these celestial conflicts. Picture this: towering giants, drunk on forbidden knowledge and power, running amok on Earth while humanity cowers in fear. The natural order is in chaos, and something has to give. Enter the angelic warriors, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel, ready to restore cosmic balance and deliver some much-needed divine justice. Now Michael, often depicted as the leader of the heavenly hosts, took on the role of a celestial general. His mission? To lead the charge against the rebellious watchers and their gigantic offspring. According to the text, Michael and his fellow angels descended from the heavens, armed with divine authority and celestial weaponry. These weren't your average conflicts. Think more along the lines of cosmic WWE, with angels and giants locked in titanic struggles. The giants, despite their immense size and strength, were no match for the angels' divine power. Michael and his crew didn't just wage a physical battle. They also used spiritual and cosmic forces to subdue their opponents. The Watchers, those rogue angels who started this whole mess, were bound and imprisoned in the depths of the earth, a fitting end for those who defied divine commands. But what about the giants, you ask? Well, their fate was sealed with a cataclysmic event, the Great Flood. This wasn't just a storybook flood. It was a divine reset button designed to cleanse the earth of the corruption sown by the giants. Noah and his ark, anyone? The floodwaters washed away the remnants of the Nephilim, purging the earth of their influence and restoring order. These battles weren't just physical, they were also deeply symbolic. They represented the eternal struggle between good and evil, order and chaos, and the consequences of overstepping divine boundaries. The angels, acting as agents of divine justice, reminded humanity and the giants that no one is above the cosmic law. As the dust settled and the floodwaters receded, the world emerged cleansed, but forever changed. The giants were gone, but their story lived on in these ancient texts, serving as a cautionary tale for future generations. The themes of divine justice and the dangers of forbidden knowledge echoed through time, reminding us that there are consequences to wielding power without wisdom. So, what can we take away from these epic battles? For one, they highlight the importance of balance and the need for justice in maintaining the natural order. They also serve as a powerful reminder that the pursuit of forbidden knowledge can lead to devastating consequences. The giant's tale is a testament to the fact that power, when misused, can bring about one's downfall. In this segment, we've witnessed the epic struggles between giants and angels. a cosmic showdown that restored balance to a world teetering on the brink of chaos. But the story doesn't end here. Next, we'll draw connections between these ancient myths and contemporary mysteries, exploring how the echoes of these primordial conflicts still resonate in our modern world. Trust me, you won't want to miss this. So far, we've journeyed through the ancient texts and cosmic battles, but now it's time to bridge the gap between these ancient legends and our modern world. You might be thinking, okay, Bennett, giants and angels duking it out in the ancient past is all well and good, but what does that have to do with today? Well, buckle up, because the echoes of these primordial conflicts might be closer than you think. First off, let's talk about the mysterious and unexplained phenomena that continue to baffle scientists and researchers today. From unexplainable archaeological finds to strange sightings and modern myths, the legacy of the giants and the watchers seems to linger. Take, for example, the numerous reports of giant skeletons unearthed across various parts of the world. These discoveries often make headlines, only to be quickly dismissed or covered up. Could these be the remnants of the Nephilim, hidden away for millennia, just waiting to be rediscovered? There are also countless sightings of mysterious, large humanoid creatures reported worldwide. In North America, we have Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, a towering, elusive figure that has captivated imaginations for centuries. While skeptics might dismiss these sightings as mere folklore, others suggest that these beings could be modern-day descendants or remnants of the ancient giants. It's a tantalizing thought, isn't it? What if the giants never truly vanished, but simply went into hiding? Then there's the matter of forbidden knowledge. In today's world, we're constantly pushing the boundaries of science and technology, often delving into areas that were once considered taboo. Think about the rapid advancements in genetic engineering, artificial intelligence, and space exploration. We're unlocking secrets that were previously beyond our reach, much like the Watchers did when they descended to Earth. The ethical implications of these advancements are hotly debated, and many fear that we're treading dangerously close to forbidden territory. Conspiracy theories also abound, suggesting that governments and powerful organizations are hiding the truth about these ancient beings and their knowledge. From secret experiments in underground labs to covert operations aimed at locating and studying ancient artifacts, the idea that there's more to our history than meets the eye is a compelling one. Some even believe that these entities, be they remnants of the Watchers or something else entirely, are influencing world events from behind the scenes. Let's not forget the impact of these stories on our cultural consciousness. Movies, books, and TV shows frequently draw upon themes of ancient giants, celestial beings, and hidden knowledge. These narratives resonate with us because they tap into something deep within our collective psyche, a sense that there's more to our existence than the mundane world we see every day. They remind us of the mysteries that lie just beyond the edge of our understanding, waiting to be explored. So, what does all this mean for us? The stories of the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants aren't just dusty old tales from a forgotten past. They're living myths that continue to shape our perceptions and stir our imaginations. They challenge us to question what we know and to consider the possibility that the world is far stranger and more wondrous than we ever imagined. As we reflect on these modern-day mysteries, it's clear that the ancient battles between giants and angels have left an indelible mark on our collective consciousness. Whether through unexplained phenomena, ethical dilemmas in science, or the pervasive influence of these stories in our culture, the echoes of the past are still very much with us. In this segment, we've explored the connections between ancient myths and contemporary mysteries, revealing how the legacy of giants and celestial beings continues to influence our world. But our journey isn't over yet. In our final segment, we'll delve into the enduring impact of these narratives on humanity, exploring how they shape our understanding of the world and inspire us to seek the truth. We've journeyed through ancient texts, epic battles, and modern mysteries, but now it's time to bring it all together. In this final segment, we're going to explore the enduring impact of the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants on humanity. How do these ancient narratives shape our understanding of the world and inspire us in our quest for truth? First and foremost, these stories remind us of the age-old struggle between good and evil, knowledge and ignorance, and order and chaos. The tales of the Watchers and the Nephilim serve as powerful allegories for the consequences of hubris and the dangers of overreaching. They caution us about the pursuit of forbidden knowledge without the wisdom to wield it responsibly. This theme is as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago, especially in our rapidly advancing technological society. These narratives also emphasize the importance of balance and justice. The angels, acting as agents of divine justice, restore order to a world thrown into chaos by the giants. This resonates with our innate sense of right and wrong, reminding us that justice is essential for maintaining harmony in the universe. It's a timeless message that continues to inspire us to strive for fairness and equity in our own lives and societies. Moreover, the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants highlight the interconnectedness of the divine and the mortal. They suggest that humanity is not alone in the cosmos, and that there are greater forces at play in the grand tapestry of existence. This perspective can be both humbling and empowering. It encourages us to look beyond our immediate surroundings and consider the broader implications of our actions. On a cultural level, these stories have profoundly influenced literature, art, and entertainment. They provide a rich source of inspiration for writers, filmmakers, and artists who seek to explore themes of mystery, power, and the supernatural. From blockbuster movies to best-selling novels, the legacy of these ancient texts is evident in countless works of fiction. They captivate our imaginations and keep us pondering the possibilities of what lies beyond the known world. In a more personal sense, the narratives of the Watchers and the Giants inspire us to question and to seek. They challenge us to dig deeper, to explore the unknown, and to uncover hidden truths. This spirit of inquiry is at the heart of human progress. By questioning the status quo and daring to explore the fringes of knowledge, we push the boundaries of what's possible and open new frontiers of understanding. These ancient stories also foster a sense of community among those who are drawn to the mysterious and the unexplained. Podcasts like Broadcasting Seeds, along with forums, discussion groups, and conventions, bring together people who share a passion for uncovering hidden truths and exploring the unknown. This sense of camaraderie and shared purpose is invaluable, as it strengthens our collective resolve to seek out the truth, no matter how elusive it may be. So, What can we ultimately take away from the Book of Enoch and the Book of Giants? These texts are more than just ancient relics. They are living stories that continue to inspire, educate, and challenge us. They remind us of the power of knowledge, the importance of balance, and the enduring struggle between good and evil. They encourage us to look beyond the surface, to question the world around us, and to seek out the mysteries that lie hidden in the shadows. As we conclude this episode, let's carry forward the spirit of inquiry and exploration that these ancient narratives ignite. Let's continue to question, to seek, and to uncover the hidden truths that shape our world. The journey of discovery is never-ending, and each new revelation brings us one step closer to understanding the profound mysteries of existence. And that, my friends, wraps up another episode of Broadcasting Seeds. I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the Book of Enoch, the Book of Giants, and the cosmic battles that still echo through time. If you found this episode intriguing, don't forget to like, share, and review the podcast. Your support helps us continue exploring the strange, the unexplained, and the downright fascinating. Until next time, keep questioning, keep seeking, and keep exploring the unknown. This is Bennett Tanton, signing off. Stay curious, my friends.